Couple of health alerts remain in effect. Another E. coli outbreak linked to romaine lettuce. Romaine lettuce pulled from grocery store shelves across the country, including Wisconsin. And last month, health officials warning consumers in 11 states, including Wisconsin, against eating blackberries bought from the fresh thyme chain. Fond du Lac County Public Health Officer Kim Miller will join us shortly after the bottom of the hour. A slippery weekend with winter weather advisory, an hour listening area resulting in numerous traffic crashes. Fond du Lac County Sheriff's Captain Bill Totick will join us in a little bit. Fond du Lac City Council at their last meeting discussing the use of Roundup in city parks. Joining us on this segment of the show, the council member who brought this issue up for discussion, Council Member Donna Richards. Good morning, Donna.
Good morning.
Pleasure having you on the program. Roundup. Roundup is very effective in killing weeds, but there is evidence also that it's connected to cancer, and there are communities in Wisconsin and across the country that are no longer using it. I think I just pulled up a story on the internet from the La Crosse Tribune from just a few months ago in September. The La Crosse City Council voted to ban the use of Roundup in their city parks. So you brought this up for discussion at the council meeting last week. Do you want to see, first of all, does the city use Roundup in city parks?
Yes, they do. They say that it's limited and not near playgrounds, but it is used near trees and along trails. And obviously, when there's a tough area to clear, they go ahead and use it. And they say they use it safely in terms of their workers. But the fact is that there's nothing safe about it. Some say that it dissipates within 2 days, but I've seen other data that says it dissipates in 167 days. And so, I mean, it's a range, and it's not safe. Children have higher levels in them. Dogs have 5,000 times the amount of glyphosate in their system as the rest of us do. Obviously, they're on the ground all the time. And bees have a difficult time wayfinding their way back to the hive after they go over sprayed areas. So we know it's not safe. And even Bayer, who now owns Monsanto, is developing a non-glyphosate Roundup in response to all of this. And we totally understand that farmers are dependent on it. That doesn't mean we need it in our parks. And as you said, you know, it's a trend. It's actually 2019 trend more than anywhere else, but parts of Europe are way ahead of us, and their bees are coming back, it's a labor intensive process to eliminate the poisons from our parks. But once you get there, and it's real basic stuff. It's like the first line of defense is to pull the weeds. The second line of defense is to mulch over. The third line of defense is to use steam or vinegar or hot water. And there's other, you can put newspaper down, you can torch it. In Australia, they're using steam. And in Europe, they're starting to use this process where they put hot liquid down, and then they have this covering that dissipates but keeps the heat hotter longer to kill the weeds at that location. And those are all reasonable approaches. And little old Shorewood right, in metropolitan Milwaukee, I don't even think they took an action. I think the people there just started doing it. They declared themselves pesticide-free. And other places are slowly doing it. They're declaring pesticide-free parks at various locations to sort of test it out and see if they can make that happen.
Well, the La Crosse Parks and Recreation and Forestry Department switched to an organic compound known as phenalsan. I'm not familiar with that, but that's what they switched to.
Well, that's good. Actually, we did a petition drive, and we didn't do it very much because everybody was agreeing to it. So it was sort of like, well, you know, how much do we need to get more people signing on? But our petition is not strident on this. It's not saying ban. It's saying discontinue the use through all efforts. Create healthier soil, create healthier green spaces, create healthier water sources, create a healthier environment. Report provided to public officials as to when it's used, how much is used, where it is stored, where it is applied. Make sure that areas that use it, signage is widely displayed. But we're asking that they basically cut it way back and begin that process and train staff properly so that they can feel good about keeping our parks and public areas safe from poison.
Well, I guess when the city says that they're using it safely, I'm sure what they are saying is that they're following the directions. But when they say that that's safe, by whose standards? Monsanto's? I mean, a federal judge in California ruled in July that Monsanto made efforts to impede scientific inquiry into whether the herbicide was safe.
That's exactly right. Yeah, EPA has declared it safe. Well, guess what? You know, we've had lobbyists on the game forever, and that's, you know, an evolving science, obviously, because there's finally more research coming out. Monsanto, the other thing that they're doing is they're saying, well, gee, you know, maybe we should have some third-party our arm stretched out research that's not just our own research. And so even they're admitting that their reports are inside reports that say that it's safe. So I agree with you. I think we have to, as a community, we have to be leaders on this and ask that our workers and our staff be leaders on this, because the science is moving in that direction and we all should be concerned.
Well, And Bayer has denied any safety concerns tied to Roundup. They say there's no evidence that local municipalities who choose to move away from Roundup are enhancing safety. But let me ask you this. So you discussed this at the council meeting. Would you like to see the council why not bring this issue up for if you feel strongly about this? What's wrong with at least asking the question about whether the city should explore getting rid of Roundup? If there is a question about safety, why not ask the parks director if he's open to exploring something that is organic or definitely not toxic to use in city parks to get rid of weeds?
I think that is the next step. The good news is that council had really good questions and they asked staff to get the answers to the questions and come back with those answers. I hope the answers are in the affirmative, that they're going to move in this direction and give us good reasons why they should do it. But we will see, and we'll see how the other members of council respond. The question for me now is, like, do we, you know, are the votes there to take a strong position? And it's hard to tell by the questions that were asked, but it's possible that we can get that happening. But staff should be doing it anyways. They should be doing it on their own. We can do a big petition drive and get thousands and thousands of signatures. We have 1,000 signatures without just even batting an eye. We got 1,000 signatures. So if they want that, we can make that happen. But I would hate to have it be adversarial. I'd rather have it be moving in the right direction and moving forward on this.
Does Parks Director John Redman have a strong feeling about this one way or another? I mean, does he defend and demand that the city continue to use Roundup, or is he open to exploring an alternative?
That I'm not quite sure about. I know that I've asked a few times over the last 6 months and about their use, and I asked, you know, a second time to just say, are you still using it, hoping that they would have stopped. And no, they're saying it's safe and that they're still using it. So I don't know what that means. We'll find out.
All right. Fond du Lac City Council member Donna Richards. Donna, we greatly appreciate you joining us on the program.
Oh, thank you so much, Greg. Take care. Have a wonderful day.